views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
And inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Hey, good afternoon. Hello, everybody. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Happy New Year, or happy almost New Year, I should say. I hope that you all are doing well and enjoying this very, very magical time of year. I just feel like there's something so exciting in a lot of ways as we kind of get through the holiday season and get closer to New Year's. For me, it's always a time of reflection. It's always looking back about the great things that I've accomplished, the lessons that I've learned. And I just read a really fantastic quote today about how, you know, tomorrow is the first chapter, the first page of this fantastic 365-page book. And so get ready to write and author or whatever your heart's desire is. And I thought, what a great reminder that, you know, we go into, I think, the new year a lot of times with all these expectations and all these ideas and things that I'm going to do this and I'm going to start this diet and take up this hobby and do this task and try this and try that. And I think that for me, one of the things maybe as I've gotten a year older that I always try to reflect on within myself is not necessarily what I want to give up or what I want to try to, you know, this big mammoth thing to try to do. But I oftentimes will look at myself and just kind of say, you know, what can I manifest with the universe? What do they want to provide for me? What do they want to bring into my life to help to give me joy? So, you know, when you're looking at what's coming up for you and what your heart is wanting for 2016, I know without a doubt it's going to be full of great, great things for each of us. And energetically, it's going to be a much better year. But I hope that you will let spirit and let your heart kind of guide you divinely and just be open to the, as I like to say, the awesomeness of the universe. I think we've got some wonderful, wonderful things in store for everybody. So thank you for sharing your brilliant energy, excuse me, with me today. We're going to do some awesome things together with spirit, and I hope that you'll stay with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with spirit and educate ourselves with divine energy. As you guys know, each week we cover a variety of topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, animal communication, mediumship, listening to your intuition, healing, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website at reflectiveharmony.com for more information about how to schedule a reading with me, whether it's in person in my Clifton Park, New York office or over the phone. I read for clients all over the United States and internationally, or to read about any of my upcoming classes, webinars, and workshops. We've got an absolutely fantastic show today, and I'm so excited to reintroduce you all to my wonderful guest. When I was thinking about what I wanted to do for today's show, especially with it being New Year's Eve, it almost was a no-brainer to have my wonderful, wonderful guest back on the show and to talk about energy and healing and, you know, to help us be kind of the best little souls that we were put here to be. So I'm really, really excited to get into that good stuff. As usual, we have the best callers that reach out to our show, and I appreciate you calling in and your patience. And we're going to be opening up our phone lines today, too, to connect you in with my wonderful guest. And my guest, Jack Traber, who I'll get into talking about in just a moment, has graciously offered to connect in with your energy today, and you're going to have your socks knocked off. So this is where you grab that pen and paper, and you can reach us at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And, you know, this is one of those shows where I want you to bring out like the aches and pains and, you know, the problems that are going on with your energy field with your body, because there's some really, really special things that Jack does as an energy worker and healer. And we're going to get to talk with him a little bit more today and see if we can give you guys some insight to go into 2016 with the best energetic shape possible. And if you're interested in following along with today's show on Facebook, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for more information as well. So with all that said, let's jump into the good stuff. As I said, I'm so excited to have one of my favorite healers and colleagues, Jack Traber, back on today's show. There are truly only a handful of people in this world that I have met while walking on this earth that I feel that the universe really put here to be a healer. And in my opinion, Jack is one of those people. As I've mentioned with our previous show that Jack was on back in, back in September, I've had some incredible, incredible experiences with Jack when I've gone to him for some healing and for some energy work. And I'm a little spoiled because he literally works across the parking lot from me. So, kind of great. But Jack works with clients from a physical distance as well. So if you're not in our capital region area of New York State, you can always connect with him via phone. And we'll talk a little bit about more of that shortly. But I have experienced things with Jack that, honest to God, if I did not... if I wasn't there, I wouldn't have believed it. Things that have knocked the socks off of some of my medical doctors, and just going in there at times being in just incredible physical pain and leaving without an ache. And he's just a very, very talented man, human being, and somebody that I treasure, that I can send my clients to when they're needing some good old energetic TLC. So Jack is a certified energy practitioner who has served as a personal energy manager for over 20 years. He's been helping people feel better using powerful and very advanced energy techniques. What Jack does is very, very unique because he can feel the flow of the body's energies, whether he is physically with someone or just hearing their voice vibration over the phone. Using energy medicine, energy psychology, matrix energetics, the emotion code, Chinese chi healing, shamanic and aboriginal techniques, Jack has a highly developed and intuitive sensitivity to subtle energies and provides clients with a unique service not generally available. I don't know another human being that does what Jack does. So like I said, he is just the best. So today, all of my wonderful listeners, you guys are going to have an opportunity not only to learn about the energy healing that Jack does, both in the work he does in person and distance healing. Jack's going to explain how it's done, how people can be helped with their physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual, etheric issues. He's going to explain some of the techniques that he uses and probably provide us with some tips and some simple energy techniques that can be helpful to all of us. And as I mentioned earlier, during our show today, Jack's also going to be taking callers and can use your voice vibration to tune into some questions that you might have about your energy, your body, and, you know, kind of what's going on to help you, as I mentioned, make 2016 the best year yet. And you are absolutely going to want to call in. And I'll give you that number one more time too. It's 800-930-2819. And so without further ado, Jack, welcome to today's show. I'm so glad that you're back.
Thank you so much, Kelly. I appreciate the very kind introduction and how exciting it is to be with you on this special day.
I know, right? Where did 2015 go? I feel like it just kind of flew by.
Exactly.
So, Jack, I know we've got some people that are tuning in who did not catch the show with you in September. And for those of you that are just tuning in, you can always check out the archives on my website to hear Jack's our interview that we did back in September, which is fantastic. But can you talk a little bit about how did you get involved in energy healing? Because you used to be an engineer by day, correct?
Exactly, yes. I worked in the field of electric utilities, and I worked as an energy engineer. In fact, I worked in the energy division for a long time. So I've always been working with energy, but I'm moving from high voltage to a very, very subtle voltage. So what happened was a little over 20 years ago, I was taking some Tai Chi classes for exercise purposes. And after a few months of taking the classes during my lunch hours in Albany, I began to feel certain sensations in my hands, like tingling and buzzing. And it really surprised me. It came out of nowhere. And I began to kind of feel other people's hands, other people's bodies. And I realized that I was feeling energy, that Tai Chi was an energy exercise, and that energy was beginning to flow in a way that my sensitivity to the energy had kind of arisen. And so I began looking at, well, what can I do now that I know that energy is real? So the engineer in me began looking for practical things I could do. And you can learn to use energy or chi for fighting purposes, but I wasn't really interested in that anymore. But I began to look into using energy for healing purposes. I thought that would be a really useful thing to learn about. And I began taking workshops and classes, and my sensitivity has kind of grown and increased over the years.
Fantastic. And, you know, it's so interesting, Jack, because I think that I've been seeing you now probably on and off for maybe about 3 years or so, 2 or 3 years. And I feel like every session that I have with you, there's kind of a shift in your energy, and whether it's the techniques that you're using, let me put it this way. I think spirit is working with you leaps and bounds right now, which is very, very cool. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We're going to take a quick break, but before we do, Jack, can you tell our guests how they can find you on the web if they want to check out some more information?
Okay, sure. I actually have two websites, one for people that live in the area that I can see in person, and that website is energyforhealthandhealing.com, all full words. And for people outside the area, my other website is distancehealingarts.com. So those are the two websites.
Great. And I'll put those up on my Facebook page as well. When we come back, we're going to explore more about this fascinating topic and connecting in with energy healer Jack Traber. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Bedili. All you need to do is visit his website, AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com today.
Are you having trouble getting a car loan, divorce, charge-off, or repo? Bad things happen to good people. Introducing Central Auto Credit. You will be approved every time, guaranteed. Call 860-564-4014 for Central Auto Credit.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me today. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, be sure to check out my latest Facebook posting about today's show. And we'll also have an archive up of our show on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, probably at some point tomorrow as well. So you want to check that out. We've been talking to the very awesome energy healer, Jack Traber. And as I mentioned at the beginning of our show, we'll be taking callers for Jack to tune into your energy field to see what's going on. So if you've got aches and pains and problems, we want to hear about it. Let's see what we can figure out what's going on to make 2016 the best year for you. And you can call us at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And the more as I was talking with Jack off the air a little bit about our callers, if you've got specific questions like, you know, hey, and I'm going to actually ask Jack something about myself in a little bit as well. But, you know, if you've got an issue going on with you, like this, more specific, the better. Jack can figure out, you know, what's going on and give you some information, some insight to that. So Jack, we were just talking about how you got into the energy work, and how exactly do you work with your clients? Like, how do you assess someone's energy systems?
Okay, well, when I meet with a client, we always chat for a little bit. I kind of want to know what's on their mind, what their concerns and priorities are, and what's kind of bothering them. And I'll also do an assessment where I kind of have my hands in their energy field, and I'll be able to feel kind of what's going on within each of the components of their energy system, within each of the meridians, all the major organs, the chakras, and so on, and their aura. So, I mean, if someone wasn't able to speak or didn't say anything, I could certainly feel what's going on and begin to do some energy work on them. But I want to hear what people's priorities are, what their concerns are, if there have been any special traumatic events going on. Those could all be helpful in terms of how I approach addressing the issues the person has. So it's a combination of speaking with the person, finding out what's on their mind and what's been happening in their life, and also feeling specifically what's going on in each component of their energy system.
And, you know, it's interesting that you say that, Jack, because sometimes I feel like when I go in to get my energy spruced up with you, I feel like I've got a laundry list of like all sorts of things. And like, here's this and here's that, and, you know, and so on and so forth. And it's interesting because one of the things that I noticed, like, that when we're kind of like debriefing, is the things that you pick up that I mentioned that I would see, I would think are like minuscule or not important, that seem to kind of like sit out to you, that when you're, you know, working in my energy field afterwards and either bringing them up, it's almost like this aha moment. So you have this very, very intriguing way of like things standing out to you that when we're chatting and debriefing in the beginning that I would think aren't really important, yet they something about it seems to resonate to you. Is it like an intuitive ping that you get, or, you know, how does something stand out to you in that way?
Well, I mean, there are times I certainly get a lot of intuitive information. But even before then, I like to hear everything that the person is aware of in terms of physical symptoms or emotional symptoms and so on. You know, for example, they could be talking about the anxiety and stress in their life or the digestive issues that they're having. And they can mention that a certain toe is aching or a certain finger hurts. Well, that's very, very, very helpful. If it's the second toe off your big toe, that's connected to your stomach meridian. That gives me information to definitely check the stomach meridian out, because that may be related. Your toe issue could be related to your digestive issues. So knowing what finger hurts or what toe hurts, what part of the body hurts, helps me paint a picture, because our energy system connects all of it. Our energy system is the infrastructure for our entire physical body, emotional body, psychological body, and so on. So I really do encourage people to give me as much information as possible.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and it's funny because I always worry that I'm like talking your ear off, like blah, 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 blah. And yet, and it's funny to me that just like I said, kind of the things that you pick up on that end up being sort of this like aha moment of, wow, I'm not having that issue any longer. Oh, I can release that. Or I never would have connected those two together. So when you're working on someone, Jack, what energy techniques do you use? Because it's funny, when I have a client or somebody that I send your way and they want to know what you do, I sort of tell them that you're kind of this hodgepodge of a bunch of wonderful modalities that you sort of kind of mishmash all together and do your thing. So go ahead.
Hodgepodge and mishmash are actually pretty descriptive, because I do combine a lot of techniques. I mean, so the first part is actually assessing where the energy imbalances are, what meridians are off, what's the nature of the dysfunction in the stomach meridian or the liver meridian, what's happening with the chakras that are also in dysfunction. Are they frozen or are they blocked? So after I see what the energy issues are, how to approach them, how to clear them and resolve them, I may use energy medicine techniques. Don Eden has a wonderful series of techniques that are really, really helpful. So I use energy medicine. I may use energy psychology techniques. They involve meridian tapping. I may use matrix energetics, which is a whole other realm of technique that can be very helpful. I might use the emotion code or Chinese qi healing techniques. I might even use some shamanic or aboriginal techniques. And the way I feel energy kind of will guide me as to what approach to use. So I may combine a little of this, a little from column A, a little from column B, and then with my own intuitive hit and my own intent, I'm able to shift energy. So it's a combination of some specific techniques and other kind of no-name techniques I've developed based on the way I feel energy and the way that I can successfully shift energy.
Now, Jack, let me ask you a couple things, because, and this kind of, my question sort of is two parts here. So obviously with the work that you're doing, people can come to you with physical issues, with mental, emotional, spiritual issues, past life issues. Like, so there really is no limit to what you can do. And the other thing I've noticed that you've mentioned several times are about chakras. So why is it important that our chakras are all balanced and working and open?
Well, the chakras are one of the main components of our energy system, our energy infrastructure. There are seven main chakras along the front of our body, and then we have the same chakras along the back of our body. And the chakras are very much involved with our hormonal system. There are, is a major gland involved with each of the chakras. So the chakras affect our glandular system. The chakras affect all the tissue behind the chakra. So the chakras affect our physical body. The chakras have an energetic memory of everything that's happened in our life. And for people that are open to past life concepts, the chakras can remember things from before we were born. So the chakras affect us physically, affect us glandularly, affect us in terms of issues that happened in other realms at other times. So it's very important that the chakras be cleared, all the layers of the chakras be cleared, and the chakras be connected with each other and with all the meridians, so energy can really flow in a more normal, natural way to support better health, better physical health, and better emotional health.
And I don't know if you can answer this or not, but would you say, Jack, is there a chakra that you often see is closed with people that's like pretty typical per se, or is it kind of, is everybody unique and different?
Well, certainly everybody has a unique energy fingerprint, just like our fingerprints are different. Our energy blueprint is different. But typically, folks with more emotionally based concerns and issues, the heart chakra will be impacted, either be frozen or locked in one way or another. With digestive issues or immune system issues, typically solar plexus chakra. For folks with headaches or vertigo or more head-related issues, I'll generally describe it, it'll typically be the crown chakra, the seventh chakra, or the third eye, the sixth chakra. So all the chakras can be involved, but those would be kind of more common, the more common chakras involved for those kinds of issues.
Right. And a lot of times, do you find with all of those, you know, when you've kind of righted somebody, so to speak, that they're all open and everything's moving accordingly, do they stay fairly balanced like that for a while? Or does, again, depends on circumstance?
It depends on circumstance. It can hold. The corrections can hold. It kind of depends on how stressful one's life is.
Got it. Yeah.
You know, depending on what's going on, things can kind of shift back to a degree. But typically, with some energy work on a number of sessions, people become more resilient. The corrections hold longer and longer. They get stronger. The prognosis kind of improves as their energy system continually is brought back to a state of balance. It tends to hold better and better over time.
Jack, I'm going to have you hold that thought for just a moment. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We've got to take a quick break, but our phone lines are open, 800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. And when we come back, we'll have more with the wonderful Jack Traber. Stay tuned.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's my tip of the day. Let's talk about unlimited thinking. Let's talk about limitlessness. What would it look like and feel like? Is it only for special people? What if you aren't living a very abundant, powerful life right now? Is this opportunity closed off to you? Absolutely not. This is your chance, without lifting a finger, even telling anyone around you, or leaving the house. You can begin to step into all that you are and all that you were meant to be. Pay attention to the arguments that arise as you articulate the limitlessness of your opportunities, your finances, and the loving and supportive friends and family members around you. Draw them in. Let's shift those agreements from the lower level energies to those that allow you to step into all that you are. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com and listen to Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org, that's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
In the heart of the night. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, for some tidbits from today's show. And you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show as well. So, Jack, we've got some callers, and I'm really excited. We've got three people who are just itching to probably find out what's going on with their body. But first, I want to ask you a question about me, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So, Jack, I always tend to, when the seasons change, spring and fall specifically, I tend to get crazy head colds, and my gut instinct is telling me that I am having a reaction to mold that is out and about in the air. So I was wondering, is that a type of question that I could ask you in regards to tuning into my energy if I'm having a reaction or a sensitivity to mold?
Absolutely, Kelly. Just listening to you say the word mold, I could feel that your energy dropped and dipped significantly, which tells me that you are reactive to mold, significantly reactive to mold. And, you know, tuning a little bit more, I can feel that that reactivity comes from, let's see, solar plexus chakra, mm-hmm. your stomach meridian, small intestine, triple warm of the fight or flight or freeze, mm-hmm. liver. So,
oh my goodness.
What that tells us is that there are a number of components to you reacting to the mold. So, next time you come in, we'll take a look at all those components and see if we can reduce that reactivity.
That sounds great. You may have your work cut out for you. So, Jack, I'd like to take our first caller. We've got Colleen calling from New York. Hi, Colleen. How are you? Hello, Colleen?
Hello.
Hi, Colleen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Colleen, meet Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Colleen.
Colleen, do you have a specific question that Jack can help you out with today?
Yeah, I'm having some joint problems. My knees, my hips, my lower back, my hands, fingers. And I was just wondering what he might have for me.
Okay, sure. So tuning into to your joint issues, I can feel your system totally weaken when you use those phrases, use those words. And I can feel, let's see what chakras are involved in that. Solar plexus chakra, not surprising. Heart chakra. Crown chakra. So at least three chakras are involved with that joint sensitivity. And let's see which meridians or organs are involved. Stomach. Spleen, that's part of your immune system. Small intestine. Triple warmer, fight or flight or freeze, and your central meridian. That's a lot of information, but the point is that the joint pain you're talking about has a lot of components from a number of different parts of your energy system. So working on those components would likely offer some relief, hopefully, to your joint situation. A lot of physical conditions have a number of components that are contributing. So this is just another example.
Okay.
Colleen, thank you. Calling. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So I'd like to check. We've got another caller that we've got time for, actually, before we've got to take our next break. We've got Erin calling from Westerly, Rhode Island. Hi, Erin. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thank you.
Erin, meet Jack.
Hi, Erin.
Jack. Hello.
Erin, what can Jack, what can he do for you today? What question do you have for him?
Well, a few years ago, I started having severe pain in my ankles, and it got to the point where I just couldn't take it anymore, and I don't tend to go to Western medicine, so I did alternative medicine about a year ago, and it's been working very well. But it's going to end soon because I can't afford it anymore. And I was just wondering, is it going to backslide or can I get better? They told me it was connected with my digestive system. So they've been working on that.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. This is an ankle problem, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can feel just from your voice that your liver is an issue. The liver meridian runs right through to the big toe. I can feel your spleen reactive. That's also on the other side of your big toe. I can feel your stomach meridian, which actually is your second toe. I can feel your bladder meridian involved. That's your little toe. So when something comes through the ankle, anything going to the foot, I'm most suspicious of the meridians that connect to the organs, meridians that run through your foot into your toes. So I can feel a number of components there involved. So likely your system could use some work on all those meridians. So for example, your stomach, I can feel it has way too much stress and needs to be calmed or sedated. So a number of things could be done and really should be done to try to effectuate some relief for your ankle. So those are at least a few of the components. It would take a little more time to get all the other components. Typically, there are emotional components, too, as well as the physical. But we'll kind of start with those few components going right through to your toes. Okay?
All right.
Thank you. Erin, thanks for calling. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye.
Now, Jack, if any of our callers wanted to do some work with you today from a distance that aren't in the capital region of New York where you and I are, you mentioned earlier that you have a website that's just for out-of-towners, we'll say, and that was distancehealingarts.com. So right. Are you working with people over the phone then for that?
Yeah, that's fine. I think one thing that may be helpful for folks today would be just finding out whether a certain food might be reacting to, or something they're drinking, or something they're touching, or something they're inhaling. If they want to just mention the name of the food they're suspicious of, or a drink, or something touching or smelling, I could give them some reaction to that that might help them directly. Also, if they're wondering whether they need more vitamin D or the body wants more vitamin C, whether they might be dehydrated, there might be something simple and direct and uncomplicated. I can give them some feedback if they'd like to call with a question on that.
Fantastic. Excellent. So, Jack, we've got to take a quick break in just a moment here. But, you know, it's been interesting to me because I find a lot of times with people, and I don't know if this is something you could answer quickly, but do you often find that a lot of emotional issues with people manifest into the physical?
Absolutely. Our emotions have a huge impact on our physical condition. In fact, I make sure at the very beginning of a session that they're not inadvertently blocking the effectiveness of the session. And I have the person say, for example, I allow myself to feel better. If I feel their system weaken on that, I know they're not in alignment on that. And the first thing I do is work on their energy system so that they're in alignment and strong when they say, I allow myself to feel better.
And Jack, I'm going to have you hold that thought because we do have to break now. And if you're interested in connecting in with Jack, you can also find Jack on energyforhealthandhealing.com or distancehealingarts.com as well. When we return, we're going to take more callers, 800-930-2819. So give us a jingle and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAmethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You, too, can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Back on the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Kelly Ballard. I so appreciate you spending time with me today. As a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, and inspiration from their loved ones and spirit guides on the other side. You can always find more information about my services at reflectiveharmony.com. And as I mentioned before our break, we have time left for some callers, so you can give us a call at 800-930-2819. If you are interested in talking with the wonderful Jack Triber, you can find out what is your body craving, what maybe is it resistant to. Let's find out how you can go into 2016 being the best you can be. And I, as I mentioned, Jack has been a certified energy practitioner who has served as a personal energy manager for over 20 years now, helping people feel better using a powerful and very advanced energy techniques. And you're going to absolutely want to listen to the replay of today's show, which can be found on Transformation Talk Radio or in the archives on my website as well. And let's see, Jack, we've got another caller that I want to go to. So great. Are you ready, Jack?
I am.
All right. We've got Scott calling from New York. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hey, good. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey,
Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Jack.
Hey.
What can Jack tune into for you today? Or what question, excuse me, do you have for Jack?
Well, recently I've been having some lower right-hand back pain and found out that I have a kidney stone in my right kidney. And I was wondering if you could tell me anything about where that might have come from energetically or what I might have going on.
Okay. Yeah, I can feel from the word since you said kidney, that your kidney is way, way stressed, needs to be calmed or sedated. It also feels like it's energetically locked, while I'm energetically frozen as well. So, I mean, there's some specific things that would be helpful to get your kidney more in balance. And then the kidney would need to be put in after the kidney was more in balance by itself. You want to make sure your kidney gets to be in balance with the rest of your energy system, with all the other organs, and then with each of the individual chakras. So a number of things need to be done, or, you know, really could be helpful. But the kidney itself has got some issues going on there that could use some direct sedating or calming, unlocking and unfreezing. And I think those are all contributing to your situation right now.
Jack, are there any visuals, like, for instance, so you're talking about calming and sedating with Scott's kidney. Are there any visuals that he could do? Like, if he doesn't have access to getting some energy work done right away, let's say, any visuals that that you could suggest? Like, I know in Reiki, sometimes we'll tell someone to imagine, like, your kidney being coated with, like, blue calming light. You know what I mean? Any visuals from that perspective that you could suggest?
Well, I'm sure there are. What comes to me, though, first is doing some work on the kidney circuit, which you can really access from your collarbone points, which are connected to the end of your kidney meridian. So you could be tapping on the end of your collarbone points, you know, right on either, kind of on either side of your throat notch, tapping on those points and saying certain positive affirmations like I allow my kidneys to be healthy and in balance. I allow my kidneys to be calm and relaxed. So you can tap on those kidney meridian points on your collarbone points. Also, the kidney meridian is also, you can access to the bottom of your foot. But the other major point I'd say, the groove in your chin right below your lower lip is the central meridian, which goes straight down through all your chakras all the way to your groin. That's a very emotionally sensitive point. So the emotions that may be impacting the kidney, you can help by tapping or massaging that groove in your chin just below your lower lip. And again, saying, I allow my kidneys to be calm and relaxed. I allow my kidney to be strong and in balance with the rest of my system. So by tapping and massaging those points, you're sending a physical and energetic signal and also an emotional signal that may very well be helpful to calm the kidneys down and hopefully offer a little bit of relief.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Thanks for calling, Scott. Happy New Year.
Yes,
you too.
Happy New Year, Scott.
Take care.
Yep.
You know, it as a fellow kidney stone sufferer, my heart just goes out to anybody who has kidney stones. And, you know, especially if one's moving or wiggling and around. And that was why I was curious if, you know, there was anything that he could do interim. And it's interesting because I completely forgot, Jack, about the tapping of that little groove between your lip and your chin. And it's interesting because I'll do that, like my son, for example, like if he starts to get, he's 8, little guy, you know, anxious or stressed or, you know, frustrated, that he'll let me actually tap that little groove on his chin. And, you know, it's interesting to me whether it's distracting to him or, you know, I always wonder the mind over matter with him in that sense. Is it doing something or is it just a little bit distracting enough that, you know, he's kind of simmering down? But I do that point and I always forget about that for myself to do that and to kind of put an affirmation in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, each of the acupressure points in our body kind of connects to an organ and so on. But the central meridian that you can access in that groove under your lower lip. Again, that circuit goes down through your throat chakra and heart chakra, solar plexus chakra, your second and first chakras. And I find typically that spot underneath your lower lip, that groove, is the most emotionally sensitive point by far that I've found over the years with most people. So just tapping that point or massaging that point, even just saying, I want to feel better. I allow myself to feel better. And the third one, this is big for a lot of people. I deserve to feel better.
Oh,
if you just tap or massage that point, with those positive affirmations, you would definitely settle things down and feel better, no doubt.
Fantastic. Well, Jack, it's hard to believe, but our show is just about over. It flew by, and I cannot wait to connect with all of my wonderful listeners next week. I need to thank our amazing, amazing guest and my dear colleague, Jack Triber, for sharing his time and energy with us today. Jack, thank you. Having you on is always fantastic, and I'm very, very grateful for you sharing your time today, especially on New Year's Eve with all of us.
Oh, my pleasure, Kelly. Thanks so much for inviting me again.
Thank you. And if you all want more information about Jack, you can connect with him on his website at distancehealingarts.com or energyforhealthandhealing.com. And I have those on my Facebook page as well. I want to thank all of you for sharing your time, your energy, and your vibration with me today, and especially over the past 6 months of 2015. I wish 2016 full of nothing but just the absolute best things for all of you. And thank you for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. You can join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And next week, as we're in the new year, we'll be talking about a new year, a new you, I can't talk, working with spirit to make the best year yet. Have a great week. Happy New Year. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe. And thank you for allowing me to serve spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.